Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word, and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we look into the Word of God today. We're turning our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, and continuing our study on prayer. We're looking in this portion of Scripture at the preparation of prayer. On the last two broadcasts, we have looked, first of all, at our adversary. There are three thoughts I'm dealing with in this portion of Scripture. Number one, if we are going to prepare ourselves for prayer, then first of all, we must recognize our adversary. And then number two, we must utilize the armor. And then number three, we must memorize the admonition. And we will deal with these as the Holy Spirit directs us on the broadcast today. But I pointed out to you, first of all, we must recognize our adversary. We saw the adversary defined, and in that study we found that the adversary is not flesh and blood. Our problem is not a people problem. Then he gives a positive aspect to tell us what our adversary is. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." So we saw the adversary defined, and then we looked at the adversary described. And from the Word of God, we learned that he's called the devil, and that speaks of him as our adversary or opponent. He's called Satan, and that speaks of him as the accuser and the slanderer. And then he's called the serpent, that speaks of his subtlety. And then he's called the dragon, and that speaks of his cruelty. Not only must we recognize our adversary, but we must utilize the armor. And in our study of the Word of God, we learn there are six pieces of the armor that are mentioned here in our text verses. Five of them are defensive. They're our protection. And one of them is offensive. It is for our progression. The Bible said in verse number 14, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Now, I want to back up and look at these six weapons of warfare that are ours in our battle against the devil. We're looking at our armor. You see in these verses of Scripture, God has provided for us what is needed in fighting this battle. We would not want to go into hand-to-hand combat with the devil without some armor on. All six pieces speak in one sense of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is truth. He is righteousness. He is the gospel of peace. He is the shield of faith. He is the helmet of salvation. And he is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But my friend, he's more than that. But these do not just speak of him. They speak of practical living in our Christian life. You see, you will never get your prayers answered if you're not a real Christian. God does not hear the prayers of those who are just half-hearted in their Christian life. Notice what he said. First of all, there must be the girdle of truth. Now, the word truth here is exactly the opposite of hypocrisy. It simply means true through and through. A good picture of this word would be to think about an apple. Most of you have taken an apple into your hand, beautiful, red, look very good, and you bite into it, only to find just a little piece beneath the surface, it begins to change colors. And by the time you get to the core, then it is real mellow or even rotten. Now, if an apple is like that, you can take it in your hand, squeeze on it, and you can crush that apple all to pieces with just the mere grip of your hand. But friend, if an apple is solid to the core, then you have a hard time squeezing that apple and crushing it in the mere grip of your hand. What God is saying to us here, if we're going to withstand the pressures that's going to be on us in the prayer closet, then we must be solid to the core in our Christianity. If we have something inside us that is not real, then we will not be able to stand the pressures of the wrestling ring with our adversary. So God said, if you're going to stand the pressure of the wrestling ring with Satan, then you must be genuine, you must be true blue, you must be solid to the core in your Christianity, having on the girdle of truth, no hypocrisy in your life. Then number two, he said that we are to have not only the girdle of truth, but he said we're to have the breastplate of righteousness. Now, the word translated breastplate here is a very interesting word. It is a word that in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 38, when Saul put his armor upon young David, it's called the coat of mail. It is a coat made to pull down over the head with only armholes in it for your arms to go out. And it is solid, reaching from the neck of the person at least to the knee, and oftentimes even on down to the ankle. It was made something like fish scales out of some type of bone or some type of stones. And it was a protection for the entire body of the soldier. What God is saying to us, that we need to be encircled in righteousness. If we're going to stand against the wiles of the devil, then we must have the breastplate of righteousness. And the word righteousness simply means right living. Friend, I'm saying to you, this Bible teaches that you will never succeed in the prayer closet, in the wrestling arena with the devil as your enemy, if you are not a true blue Christian living the Christian life. If you're not living right, the devil never worries about you. He knows you'll buckle under pressure. You'll crush under the pressure. He knows you cannot stand in that place if you do not have the breastplate of righteousness. And then number three, he said when you come to that prayer closet, you better have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he speaks here probably about the athlete's shoes that has the cleats in them for a sure footing. Friend, I'm telling you, the only thing that we can stand in is the gospel. We're saved by the grace of God. We're saved by the power of the gospel. And our standing in that prayer closet is based upon the fact that we are saved by the grace of God through the power of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But then I want you to notice that we're to have these first three. We're to have the girdle of truth. We're to have the breastplate of righteousness. And we're to have our feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace. But then he said in verse number 16, he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So notice now, he tells us we're to have three things, and then he tells us we're to take three things. We're to take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. What is faith? Faith is an obedient response to the Word of God. Faith is a believing, a trusting, a relying upon God to do what He said He would do in His Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you start into that prayer closet, you better stop long enough and take some faith, because it takes faith to get a prayer answered and withstand against the pressures of the devil in that prayer closet. But then next he said, not only taking the shield of faith, wherewith you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And let me say this, those fiery darts will come in that prayer closet. They will come at the least expected time, and sometimes from the least expected means. But they will come in that prayer closet when you try to do business with God. So he said, take the shield of faith, wherewith you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then he said, take the helmet of salvation. I do not mean to be humorous, but friend, you better not crawl into the closet with just a bargain of religion. No, you better have some hard-hat salvation. You better know you're saved by the grace of God. A helmet, a sure protection, knowing that you're saved. There is nothing that is any more disturbing when you get serious with God in prayer than it is when the devil starts putting doubts in your mind that you're not even saved. So he said, take the shield of faith, take the helmet of salvation, and then he said, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, there are three things that you must have. There are three things that you must take. But I want to point out again, five of these pieces of this armor are for our defense. They are for our protection. The girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation all speak of our own protection from the onslaughts of Satan when we come into the prayer closet. And then God gives us one piece of armor that is offensive for our progression, and that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And my friend, listen, the only thing that will work in your battle against the devil is the Word of God. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not